Good morning, everyone. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and you are listening to the Market Buzz podcast. Before we get on with the market cues ahead of today's session, here's a quick recap of yesterday's session. The Indian market defied the negative cues from global peers. It made a smart recovery during the February 14th intraday trading to settle at the day's high, led by gains in State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, and other PSU banks, which continue to see buying interest among traders. Now, at the close, the BSE Sensex rose 267 points to settle at 71,822, whereas the Nifty 50 gained 96 points to end at 21,840. Foreign institutional investors net sold shares worth 3,929 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors, that is DIIs, purchased 2,897 crore rupees worth of stocks on February 14th. Now, the key question is, will Nifty 50 retest the 22,000 or 22,100 levels again? So, analysts say that with the third quarter earnings season almost over, the focus will now shift to global cues and economic data points, and that the market may see a gradual up move on the back of strong fundamentals. Now, looking at global cues, overnight in the US, all three major indexes regained some ground after Wednesday's sell-off, falling hotter than anticipated inflation reading as traders fretted that the Federal Reserve may not cut interest as early as they hoped. The S&P 500 advanced almost 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite climbed more than 1%. The Dow Jones was up 0.4%. Nvidia overtook Alphabet's market capitalization ahead of the dominant AI chip maker's quarterly results next week. Now, with a stock market value of $1.82 trillion after its shares rose 2.5%. Uber, meanwhile, surged almost 15% to a record high, boosted by a $7 billion share buyback plan. Now, in morning trade, Asian markets rebounded after mostly falling in the previous session. This is even as GDP numbers from Japan showed that Asia's second largest economy has entered into a technical recession. Japan's GDP for the fourth quarter fell 0.4% on an annualized basis, which is a sharp miss from the 1.4% growth that was expected by economists polled by Reuters. Now, this follows a 3.3% contraction in the third quarter. Well, later in the day, all eyes will be on US retail sales data, jobless claims, and industrial production data that will be released in the evening. Now, a look at stocks to track in the domestic market. The board of Utkarsh Small Finance Bank will meet today to evaluate the reverse merger with holding company Utkarsh Core Invest. Next up, Hindustan Unilever is in talks with the Andhra Pradesh government to collaborate on palm oil production. HUL seeks to partner with more than 15,000 farmers in Andhra to create at least 30,000 hectares of oil palm plantations. Meanwhile, the government has approved appointment of Sanjay Kumar Jain as the CMD of IRCTC with effect from February 14th. Next up, amid the RBI crackdown on Paytm Payments Bank, 197 Communications, the parent company of Paytm, has issued a clarification to the exchanges saying that Enforcement Directorate has over time asked for certain documents that the company has provided. Now, it remains to be seen if the market will react to this development. Mahindra & Mahindra, Muthoot Finance, Mahindra & Mahindra, Muthoot Finance, Gland Pharma, Glenmark Pharma, and Sun TV Network are some of the companies that reported their results yesterday, and the stocks are likely to react today. Lastly, trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index in India, with a gain of about 80 points. The Nifty futures were trading around 21,993 level. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.